Blog Talk Radio.
Video Hair Magazine, well, if you have not heard of it, then I guarantee you by this evening you certainly will. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for joining me on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of your show. And on our show, we basically focus on a different wide variety of topics, news, information, health and beauty, women, women's issue, fitness, and all of that good stuff. But tonight we're kind of focusing on the health and the beauty aspect, and that's where Video Hair Magazine comes into our show tonight. Really, really, really good friend of mine, and also I think I can also refer to him as a colleague as well. Joe Smith is going to be joining us on the line. I do think, according to my producer, that he is on the line. Before we get him in here, I want to tell you just a quick quick information about him. He is a producer. He is a videographer. He's also a director, and it is Joe who started many years ago this Video Hair Magazine. And basically, Video Hair Magazine is a television program that promotes positive images of African-American women when it comes to hair, when it comes to health, and also when it comes to beauty, because all of us out there know there are a lot of bad images out there. So if we can find someone who is doing something positive, then that's okay in my book. We're going to go ahead and see if we can get Joe Smith on the line. And I do believe Joe is joining us tonight from Baltimore, Maryland. He's always on the road traveling all over the place, but I do think that he is in Baltimore speaking with us tonight about Video Hair Magazine. And let's see if we can go ahead and get him on the line. Hi, Joe. Victoria, are you there?
Victoria, how are you?
I am great. I'm so glad you're on my show. I've talked about it many, many times to you, and you're finally here. Welcome.
Oh, my goodness. If this isn't a privilege for me, because it's been a long time since we physically have seen each other. And, you know, when I think about you and I see you on Facebook, it reminds me of the, and I'm not going to say good old days, I'm going to say the good days sometime back that we used to share. And it's wonderful to see you and what you are doing. I am amazed. I am amazed at how this internet and the radio and that thing has just blown up.
Yes.
But it's a wonderful thing, and I think for what you are doing and the information that you are giving to folks and your listeners, that kind of thing, I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, and,
well,
and I feel honored.
Well, you know, thank you very much, because you know my heart goes back to you and how much I feel about you as well, and also more importantly, what you are doing, because a lot of my listeners obviously probably don't know a lot about you. And Joe also works at the WJZ TV in Baltimore, Maryland, so he has, my goodness, covered everything from presidential conventions to the Pope visiting, to your regular news at city council, to crime on the street. So he, if there's anything out there, I guess I can just certainly say that that he has done it all. Joe, I want to just quickly thank everybody that we have listening to your show tonight inside of my chat room, our regular guest, Michael, who's my producer, Lisa, and also we have some guests who are inside the chat room. And my regulars want me to tell you that you have a very nice voice, Joe. They love your voice, so I thought I'd tell you that before we get started.
Well, I really appreciate it. I'm flattered. But I tell you, it's throughout the years of basically doing television, you know, it is just, I don't even know what the correct word is. It's how we have been, and I'm going to say displayed as a race of people.
Mm-hmm.
It is so funny to me how I can watch people talk about us the way that they do, but try to duplicate the way that we are and the way that we look. And I tell the story, and also many stories. I tell the story, I'm a light-skinned brother, and I remember when some of my coworkers, Caucasian, would go to the beach, and they would come back, and the first thing they would do is find me and put their arm up against me and say, "Look, I'm darker than you." And then I would say to them, "Congratulations." And they would say, "Why are you congratulating me?" I say, "Because now you're a Negro." And that is not funny all of a sudden. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, it is amazing to me how when I listen to things that they say, variety is the spice of life, and I'm saying, okay, well, they're talking about us because as African-American people, we come in so many beautiful shades. And yet, they have us, the light skin and the dark skin. It seems to be some kind of beef between the two. And I'm saying you're crazy. This is mad. Because there's certainly other things that we could be spending our time with than worrying about light skin, dark skin. Then you got this whole big thing about, oh, you got a big back and your lips are big. And then every time you turn around, somebody's getting shots in their lips and shots in their hips and the fake underwear with the pads in them. And I'm saying, when are we going to get it? You know, we need to start, ladies, you need to start understanding that when you wake up in the morning, just go to the mirror and look in and say, I am beautiful, because you are. And I'm, you know, when we're out shooting the show, I always post a question to people, who determines what beauty is? You know, because to somebody, everybody is beautiful. So I'm figuring that, okay, this is probably some manufactured kind of crap to get you to buy all this other crap to put on your face and your body to make you think that you look prettier than you thought you did kind of thing. And come on, let's be for real. You know, so
right.
What Video Hair Magazine does, we are a 30-minute show, African-American show that spotlights the talent, so much talent of the fashion designers, makeup artists, models, that kind of thing, that you know just don't get that exposure. See, so
right.
What we are doing is we are showcasing just regular folks, as we call it. We're a people's people show. We're not one of these high-powered, celebrity-oriented kind of show. You know, we don't have a ton of big-name people on the show. Occasionally, we will have some, but for the most part, it's just your neighbor and people like that that will be on the show, and we'll cover hair, makeup, full figure, fashion, just tips designed to help the man and the woman
right.
look good and feel good about themselves.
Now,
you know.
Also, talking about that, how long has the, and we've got some folks inside the chat room that's kind of going, Joe, as you talk as well. And one young lady, I think it's Lisa, wanted to know your show, Can You Just See It in Baltimore? I know you could see it in Baltimore, but you can also see it on the Internet as well. Is that correct?
Well, that's a good thing. We have made it so that you can go to our website and see any of our shows at any time. And that's the wonderful thing, because as we go on and the word gets out, we're beginning to make friends with people all over the world, and that's the thing that excites me. Now, what Video Hair Magazine will end up doing, and we're going to really try hard, is to be the network for African-American beauty. Now, we're not trying to be bigger than life, but we're just trying to create a place where people can come from all over the world and share tips and ideas and show you what's going on in London. Because, you know, it's so strange. I've been to London and I've been to Paris. And when I was in London, I'm like, there can't be with so many black hair salons over there. But I
right.
was wrong. I was truly wrong, and I was amazed, you know. But their thing is they was always curious, you know, what are you guys doing over in the States? And I'm like, well, you know, what are you guys doing over here kind of thing.
Right.
So the network that we create will allow us to exchange information, to showcase our work, to show each other what we're doing. And I think that's a wonderful thing, because what that will do is bridge the gap in between us as people across the universe, as I would say. And now I don't want folks to get it wrong that, you know, Video Hair is African-American-oriented show, but we want everybody to watch, because that way you'll have a better understanding. I listen to some of the questions, you know, wow, how did they get them locks in their head? You know, is it dirty?
Right.
You know,
right.
And so, you know, it's one of them things that if you got dreads and you go up into 7-Eleven, everybody want to pull a gun because they're scared you're going to rob them kind of thing. They don't understand that this is a lifestyle. This is something that somebody has chose to do. And folks are so quick to judge you by your outer appearance. And I remember one time coming back, I was traveling somewhere, and I came in. I was trying to catch a cab to go home. And the cab drivers, nobody would take me, which amazed me. So I ended up walking down to a hotel, you know, high updated hotel. I said, well, I know I can get a cab. They act like I'm coming out of here, somebody will take me. And they
right.
wouldn't take me. And it was because I wasn't dressed like a bum, you know, but I just had my little thing on. But they knew nothing about me. See, so they judged me based on the description that they have about us as people. And you know, being in the news business, the kind of things that we cover, just based on how people perceive people. So what we want to do is help folks. We want to improve who we are, but we would like people to understand who we are.
And Joe, let me just stop you for a second because I do want to comment on that, where you talked about that your show is just not simply for African Americans to watch, but it's a show for, you know, for everybody to watch, because I'm thinking about, for example, one of my best friends, Tammy, is white, and you know, Tammy is the type of person, you know, she if she has a question about something when it comes to African Americans or something she doesn't understand, you know, she can just easily pick up the phone to call me and I can answer that question. But, you know, mm-hmm. I think about some people out there who, you know, who may have questions when it comes to hair or, you know, different things or a skin complexion and all that stuff. So I think it's great for your show that anybody, you know, would be able to look at your show as a positive show. And if they do have some questions, then that's a great forum for them to be able to get those questions answered or something that just may be out of curiosity for them. And also, speaking of that, our chat room is going crazy. So we do have my friend Linda, and Linda is in, I think Linda's in Maryland, if I remember correctly. But she wanted to know what you thought of a Chris Rock movie that came out about hair. I can't remember the name of it. It's been a while. Was it called Good Hair?
Yeah, I think it was.
They want to know what your thoughts were about that.
Well, I think that was a combination of things. I think, first of all, Chris Rock was shocked at that whole thing. And you know, the kind of research that his people did, I was reading some of their stuff, and they were talking about, you know, they were shocked that it's a $9 billion industry. I mean, this is one of the few industries in this country that still able to survive. You know, the hair industry is not taking a hit because, come on, women, we know that you won't eat, but you get that hair done. Now, I've also, not only have I been in television, but I've also owned two hair salons and also had my own line of hair product. So I'm real understanding of how this whole process works, because I used to say, I don't understand why a woman would sit in a hair salon for 7 hours. I said, it's crazy. That's like going to work for free, you know. But they don't want to leave their stylists and this kind of thing. So what we did one time in video hair, and sometime we'd upset some people, but video hair is also, when we say a people show, it is one where you can write in, you can call us, and you say, hey, you know, we'd like to get some information on chemical relaxers. Is it good to do it at home and that kind of thing? Well, we'll take that and we'll do a segment on that, and we did. We had a group of people that wrote in and wanted to know about home chemical services, so we showed them the pros and the cons. And the response was just incredible. They were like, yeah, because we didn't know who to go to. We didn't know who to ask. And these are the things that we're going to do. You know, we're going to go to the professionals. And one thing that we did was pretty cool to some but upsetting to others is, what is your right as a patron when you go into a salon and you're sitting and your stylist is chewing bubble gum, eating a chicken sandwich and talking, and you're sitting waiting? Well, do you have the right to say something to her? You sure do.
Right.
Because you are a paying person.
A paying customer,
see?
Yeah.
And then not only that, your time is valuable to you. See, so don't be afraid to say something to them. So it's tips like this that we give people, and it's based on their response. We want you to come with the question. One thing that we're going to begin to add more of is men's segment on hair, because...
Oh, that's a good idea.
Somebody said to me, they said, well, Joe, you know, my husband, he doesn't have a clue about how to take care of his hair. And I say, well, think about it. When men go to a barber shop, they get a cut, you give him five, you're out. He doesn't say, well, look, you know, you need to shampoo it, you need to do this. And a lot of men are too proud to go to a woman and ask her, you know, how should I take care of my hair? So this way, you know, if you think, like we used to always say, if you think the question is stupid, well, this time you don't have to worry about that, because we'll give you that information. And then you'll be ready to go. So,
well, that was actually before you start again. That was actually another question, because Joe, as we do the show, I also receive live questions from my computer. We have people that listen all over, And this was a young lady who's listening to us tonight from Wisconsin, from Madison. So Madison, Wisconsin's in the house, and that was one of her questions. Will you start to incorporate segments on men in your show as well? And, you know, Joe, really interesting that we have this this topic, because we've really got some good stuff going inside the chat room. And I was telling my producer tonight, Michael, who is actually white, and Michael is a hairstylist. And I just wrote inside the chat room that for someone like me, an African American woman, it's very difficult for me to go to any city in America and just walk into a salon and say, "Hey, can you do my hair?" Because you know, if you know, the fact of the matter is, if they don't have a person in there who, you know, who's trained to do African American hair, then I can't get my hair done. So, you know, even, and now what worked for me in my television career, because, Joe, you know, we're signing 2 and 3 year contracts. We're here, we're there, we're all over the place. Mm-hmm. So I was very fortunate, because before I left Baltimore to take my first job on air, Tony, who's still my stylist today on Charles Avenue, Charles Street in Baltimore near downtown, basically said, you know, you better learn how to do this yourself. So he says, you've got 2 months to really sit here, focus and watch me and let me teach you, or else you're going to be in a lot of trouble. So when he said that, I thought, my goodness, I better, you know, do exactly what he's saying. So I was very fortunate that I learned how to do my own hair. But, you know, but that in itself, although to some people it may not seem like a big deal, but, you know, for someone like myself, if you're a professional woman, you know, that the idea that you just can't go to any city in America and walk into a salon and say, "Hey, can you do my hair?" And, you know, most of the time they can't, you know, they're going to have to point you to a place where they know of that you can go. You know, it's a big deal.
Well, see, that's another good point with Video Hair Magazine, as we talk about the networking thing, is hopefully once we get going, and we have a segment within the show that's like a hair showcase where a stylist can basically submit styles to us, and they give us their location and their name. So say that you say, okay, I'm going to another state, and you go to our website and you pull up that page. You can look at some of the styles. You say, I like that one. You know, you say, okay, I'm going to Wisconsin, mm-hmm. and we have a page that these are stylists and styles from Wisconsin. You can look at that and say, hey, you know, I really like that style, and then you know where the stylist is, and that will take that element out of the equation that you just said, because you're absolutely right. Going to different places, the last thing you need to do is go somewhere and somebody messes up your hair and then you're upset and it's just not worth it. But you know something, one thing about it is for years, as I've been fortunate enough to be in this business and be around a lot of women and been taught so much by women, I never realized just how critical certain things were. And I remember Video Hair Magazine first came out in 1990, and one mm-hmm. of the first phone calls I got after the first show aired was a woman, and evidently she was dark-skinned, because her comment to me was, "Loved your show. I just hope this is not another show with all light-skinned women on it." And I was like, so I got to pay attention. But I didn't structure the show so much in between, okay, I got four light, got to have four dark. We put elements in the show that was good for the show. But I was very understanding about what she said. Then we had a woman that called me, another segment, and she said, she was a full-figured woman, and she said, "Joe, I was sitting at home at night, depressed as usual." She said, "I was channel flipping, and I came across your show, and you had a full-figure segment on, and I jumped straight out of the bed and said, oh, my God, there's finally something for us." So the full-figured segment actually ended up to be one of the most popular segments that we had in the show. But see, this just goes to show you that there's just such a yearning for so many different topics when it comes to beauty, when it comes to African Americans. But let's face it, there's really no place to go to get that information. Now, we can't do it all alone. We're really going to need the help of people to put their input in. If it's some stuff you want to see, let us know. If you have a stylist in your area that's really good and you think she needs to be or he needs to be showcased, we can't physically get around to all of these cities because we're a very small budgeted show. As a matter of fact, almost small to no budget. But if you got pictures or you got some video you want to send us and that kind of thing. This is a people show. You know, the only thing that we do is we're just the headquarters. But this is a people show, and it is driven by people. And I think together we can do so much, you know, make people feel good about themselves in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and then take those crappy elements out of our community, the light skin, dark skin thing. It doesn't matter. You know, that's not important. See,
yeah,
I mean, never.
To me, and the way that I was raised, at the end of the day, people are people. Just get rid of all of that, you know, that craziness, that nonsense. I mean, you know, people are definitely people. And speaking of people, Joe, it's too bad you can't see the chat room, because everyone in the chat room, Michael, Lisa, my girl Linda from North Carolina, and also we've got some guests, they're having a really, really good time inside the chat room. So we're kind of joking a little bit, but also obviously talking about the issue as to what you are talking about. And I'm very happy to hear that one of the popular segments in the show also is about curvy women, because curvy women not only extends to African-American women, I just think that's also women in general.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was actually had a show, it must have been a month ago, where I had did a show on curvy women, and there was a young lady who's a designer on, and she talks about how women in America, period, have really changed the demand for what they want their clothes to be and how they want to look. And that being, she's saying, making designers and people in the fashion industry focus that, you know, women have curves and to treat us as such, and just don't, you know, think that you can take a big, you know, black dress and throw it up there on top of us with no seams and no waistline or anything like that. So I definitely think, you know, women in general, just in terms of that, just aren't really going to stand for that and take that anymore. But, Joe, can you believe we only have, like, a few more minutes left? I always tell people that a half hour goes by so fast on my show.
Well, I tell you, speaking of the Fuller Woman, I just want to pass this on to your listeners. There is a Fuller Woman Expo Saturday, September the 18th in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And if they'd like to get some information on that, they have a phone number of 313-850-4507, and I know this is coming out of left field and people don't have pencils and that kind of thing, but what I'll try to do is put that information up on my website, and I just want to let everybody know that my website is www.videohairmagazine.tv.
That link to your website, I'm pretty sure I actually have that in my information. If not, I will go back and put it on there. Plus, what I will do, actually, let me be quiet, because Michael is, my producer, is asking me to ask you to repeat that again. I think he's going to try to put it in there. So, Joe, go ahead and repeat your website again.
Okay, my website is www.videohairmagazine.tv.
Okay. Yeah.
And I want to. Yeah, and I want to just quickly tell him about another show, because see, this is, like I say, one of the things that's very important. There's a lot of there's a lot of stuff going on, but people don't know about it because, you know, most organizations don't do but so much advertising and that kind of thing. But Charlotte is having its first national barber and beauty trade show, which we're real excited about. Video Hair will be down there for everybody down in Charlotte, Carolina. You know, if you get an opportunity, stop, pass, and holler. We'll have a section set up where we'll be doing interviews, and actually we'll be doing some of the show from that location. And that's going to be September the 26th and September the 27th. And I'll give you a number for further information on that. That's 877-442-9172. And that's going to be a wonderful show. As a matter of fact, from what we understand, that's probably one of the first national barber trade shows around for African Americans, because they just don't have them. You know, they have the Brown Brothers and some of the other big shows for women. But this is going to be the first, and that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to create a network of barbers where they can do education and just a lot of good things. And,
exactly. Well, you know what you have to do either before that show. Well, probably before that show, You know, I always have at least two or three, sometimes four shows a week. So I'll carve out some time for about, you know, maybe 10 or 15 minutes where you can come back on and talk
okay.
about what's going to be taking place in Charlotte and give us more information about that as it gets closer to the date, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah, because I definitely do have a lot of listeners in North Carolina and in Charlotte as well. So I certainly do think that they would be able to benefit from that, Joe.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know that you have a lot of folks that are listening and that kind of thing. And if you have a business and you're interested in advertising with Video Hair, I got to tell you that we're an excellent vehicle to get your product out or your message out or that kind of thing. And feel free to contact me. A lot of people usually hit me up on my Facebook page, which is Joe Smith. It made it real easy. Joe Smith, and there's probably a lot of Joe Smith. But my email name is bighands16, BIGHANDS16. And if you happen to see a Joe Smith in there with a guy holding the camera, that's me.
That's you.
And, yeah.
Joe,
and
I have a question because I think a lot of people are trying to take down this information. Bighands16, what is that, at Yahoo, Gmail, Hotmail?
That's at AOL.
Okay, AOL. Okay, everybody,
AOL.
So that's at AOL. And I promise you guys, Joe, when you have some time tonight, why don't you post that information on my wall
okay.
or
okay.
send it to me via just a personal inbox, and then I can go ahead and put that over there for the close to 2,000 people, a set of friends of mine on Facebook, because I know they're going to want this information, especially I have a feeling about that that Charlotte thing that you're talking about as well
mm-hmm.
with the whole promotion. And trying to get in touch with you on that. But Joe,
yeah.
thank you so much for coming on. I mean, I don't shy away from, I don't want to call it a controversial subject because it really isn't, but I do like, you know, to have people of all different walks of life come on and talk about issues and things. And I know this is something that you are very passionate about. And I have to get with you because I think in the next couple of weeks, we may have a television shoot with you for Video Hair Magazine. So if we're still able to do that, I'm looking forward to that. So we'll email each other about that as well.
Okay, well, I'm real excited about that, and that's going to happen. So, you know, folks will be able to see you do your thing. And,
yeah,
it's going to be a wonderful thing. It'd just be real good to see you because it's just been a long time. And like
it
I
has
said,
been a long time. I know,
yeah.
I know. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Well, darling, thank you so much for calling in to At Home with Victoria, and I have no doubt that you will be back on the show many, many, many times. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it, and thanks to all of your listeners for giving me this opportunity.
Well, thank you so much. You see, I knew you guys would like Joe. And so don't forget, so he's going to email me. Thank you, Michael. Michael is so good at giving me my countdown time for how long I have left on the show. So Joe's going to send me that information, everybody. So if you're interested, I will make sure that I post that on my wall. So probably give me a couple of hours from the time that the show is over until he is able to get to the computer and send us some information. If you hear my voice that I'm laughing because these guys, Elisa, Linda, and Michael are cracking me up tonight inside the chat room. Michael has discovered that there's color that you can actually type a message and send it. Lisa has discovered that there's color, too, that you can actually, and Linda has discovered that there's color. See, guys, I don't know how to do the color, so you have to make sure you tell me because it's hard for me to focus on that and try to do the show at the same time. So please tell me how to do the color. Michael, you are the greatest producer in the world and also soon to be co-host. Lisa, you are absolutely fabulous, and I just love you dearly for always supporting me and being with me. Linda of North Carolina. Linda, did I give you a wreath? I can't remember. Linda, please tell me in the chat room if I gave you a wreath or not. I'm trying to, like, give all of my regulars a wreath, so I can't remember. Anyway, in my ear it's telling me 90 seconds, but Michael's telling me 2 minutes. So, Michael, I think I better go with what the ear says. So in any event, I'm going to officially say goodnight. I'm going to continue with my friends inside the chat room for a little bit until we actually move over to Facebook. But, everyone, thank you so much for checking the share out. Remember, all you've got to do is go on YouTube and type in Video Hair Magazine, and Joe's show will come up. Really interesting stuff. He's all over the U.S. major cities with this show. He'll be in Charlotte in September, and you're going to hear more about that later on. In any event, thank you so much, and I love you guys, and I will talk to you soon.